And welcome to part two of TNC's Summer Wisdom Series, where we're looking to the book of Proverbs for guidance and insight into how we can live the good life this summer. My name is Brittany, and I am married to Pastor David Bryan, and today I want to talk about something I find to be very exciting: making plans and creating routines. My son hates when I ask him what his plans are, so I understand that not everyone gets quite as much joy out of planning as I do. But summer is the time to make plans, so hang with me. Because summer is also a time when we tend to get out of our usual routines. We feel this urge to both slow down and also plan exciting, adventurous vacations and have experiences that will make great memories. For David and me, though, we have zero summer adventures planned. You know how some couples go on these vacations where they go zip lining and rock climbing or scuba diving? That's not us. If we have to wear a helmet or a harness, it's going to be a real hard pass for us. But it does seem like lots of summer activities are relatively dangerous, but at least they come with some safety measures, like how surfers have that little leash attached to their board in their ankle so that when they fall off, they don't lose their board in the waves. It's also a way to make sure their board doesn't hit the other surfers and swimmers nearby. I have a friend who just went hang gliding. But she didn't jump alone. She had her guide basically strapped to her back, which made her feel safe. So I'm just making the point that we understand that things we don't want to lose and the things that make us feel safe, we keep that stuff close. We bind it to us, you could say. The book of Proverbs advises us to bind ourselves to God's instruction. Proverbs 7:2-3 says, "Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart." You know those old cartoons where someone would tie a string around their finger so they wouldn't forget something? I thought about that the other day at my son's orthodontist appointment. So he just got his braces put on and he has to wear these rubber bands. His orthodontist told him that it's really important to wear those. But you do have to take them out to eat, and kids often forget to put them back on. So he suggested a trick to remember. He said, each time you take your rubber bands out to eat, put them on a finger. Don't set them on a napkin or on your plate. Put them on your finger, and that way you won't forget to put them back in when you're finished eating. Because when we bind something to us, we don't forget. So this got me thinking about the things we bind to ourselves. The most obvious example is a wedding ring. Some people get tattoos. Many people wear crosses around their necks as a symbol of their faith in Jesus Christ. I wear an insulin pump, which is a constant reminder of my type 1 diabetes. I am attached to it all the time, whether I like it or not. Because not everything we bind is good. There are some things we are bound to that maybe we shouldn't be. Perhaps we're bound to our guilt, our past, our addiction. Maybe we're bound to anger or jealousy or depression or fear. We could be bound to a grudge that prevents us from forgiving, or we might be bound to our money in a way that keeps us from living generously and truly abundantly. I'm not qualified to give advice on how to let go of the things we're bound to that hold us back, but I do know that when we are bound to those things, it leaves less room for God, and it's just not a good way to live. So, what does it mean to bind God's commands to our fingers? What does it look like to write them on the tablet of our hearts? Well, for me anyway, it's all about planning and routine. Some people will compare developing a practice of reading the Bible to a discipline or a habit that has to be formed. And while I do agree with this in theory, I think it can actually be unhelpful and guilt-inducing. Here's what I mean. Sometimes people will compare reading the Bible to exercising. You don't always want to do it, but you know it's good for you and that once you do it, you'll feel better. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes and the stronger and healthier you become. We all intellectually understand this. We all know exercise is good for us. But do we all do it? Nope. That's why this analogy breaks down for me, because I personally hate exercise. I do it because I know it's good for me, but not on a regular basis. It comes and goes in waves. I'll be super consistent for months and then kind of lazy for a stretch. And then I feel awful for being lazy, and sometimes that guilt just makes things even worse. And this kind of thing would happen with the Bible and prayer as well. I'd be on a roll and then slowly just get out of the habit and then feel guilty about it. I've talked to many people who have had this same experience. Guilt, as it turns out, is rarely a helpful motivator. And so I understand the exercise analogy, and I have used that analogy. It can be a helpful illustration. But what was a game changer for me was to stop viewing it that way, because it simply wasn't practical for me. Instead, I began to see reading my Bible as more of a necessity and less as a discipline. Although I want to be clear, it is a discipline. I'm just talking about reframing how we approach the Bible in our everyday lives. Because there are certain things we do every single day without even thinking, because it's a necessity, like brushing our teeth or taking a shower. And that's how I've come to view my time with the Bible. For me, reading the Bible is a fixed part of my daily routine. Some people wake up early to have quiet time, but that doesn't work for me. I do it at bedtime instead. That's my time to just read it, soak it in, and dedicate that time to God. A word of caution, though. If we only read the Bible this way, it can become so routine that we can start to take it for granted. And so it's important that that's not the only time or way we engage with Scripture. So change it up. Maybe download an app that has a schedule for reading a few chapters a day, or join a small group or Bible study. Having a routine is good. Being rigid is not, because it's possible to bind ourselves too tightly to the Bible. And when we hold on to something with clenched fists, we run the risk of squeezing the life and the love right out of it. And we must guard against that, because clinging to the Bible too tightly is making an idol out of the book and forgetting that the highest command of all is to love God and to love others. All the law and the prophets hang on those two commands. May those commands be what we choose to bind to our fingers this summer. May those commands be written on the tablet of our hearts. Look, everyone has to find their own way and their own routine here. I can't tell you what's going to work for you. What I can tell you is that a life of faith won't always be easy. You will face challenges and hard decisions in situations that feel dangerous or risky. It's not always going to feel comfortable and safe. You can plan on that. But you can also plan for what you will do when you do face those hard times. And being steeped in Scripture and developing a routine of reading your Bible will give you the strength and encouragement you need to face anything this summer and beyond. Because God has provided safety measures to protect us. It's up to us to grab hold of and bind His instruction to our lives and hearts. But it's not one and done. It's daily. It's a practice. It requires planning. And if we'll implement this routine into our lives, what I know for sure is that it will be the adventure of our lifetime. Let's pray. God, I pray that this summer would be the summer when we decide to let go of the things that we are bound to and the things that are holding us back, and instead bind ourselves to Your Word in a new way. And God, I pray that as we do that we would discover afresh Your presence and Your wisdom and the love and joy and adventure that awaits us when we choose to bind our lives to You. Amen.